This is Sunday morning, January the 6th, 2019. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this message is The Fountain of Youth. The world runs here and there looking for ways to stay young through lotions and potions, through diet and exercise, through medical procedures, and through a lot of pain they hope will bring gain. The answer is right in front of them and has been for years. My word. Hosea 4:6. Let's look over to Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you that you shall be no priest to me. Seeing you've forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. The more they increase and multiply, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They feed on the sin of my people and set their heart on their iniquity. He's talking about the priesthood. Yeah, church, the priesthood. The priests have not brought the word of the Lord so the people could hear and the people could be free. The very essence of life they seek, the very essence of life they're seeking is in the Word of God. I know Joyce Meyer, I believe her slogan is, there's life in the Word of God. Well, she's absolutely right. There's life in the Word of God. All right, we're going to look at the, I forgot to bring mine. Well, I guess we aren't going to look at them. I was going to look up some of the longevity scriptures because in the very reading of these scriptures, you see this process in the scriptures themselves and what they say. Jeremiah 29:11, I'm sure y'all know what it says, but we're going to read it. 29:11. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Why don't you pause that? I'm going to go get that list. Okay, we're going to look at these longevity scriptures. First one's going to be Genesis 15:15. And you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age. Okay, Genesis 24:1. You're going to begin to see God has laid out in His Word what He wants. 24:1 says, now Abraham was old, well advanced in years, and the Lord blessed Abraham in all things. He wasn't old and dried up and decrepit in a nursing home. Mm-hmm. Said God blessed him in all things. All right, Genesis 25:7-8. The days of Abraham's life was 175 years. Then Abraham's spirit was released, and he died at a good old age, an old man, satisfied and satiated, and was gathered to his people. Came to a good end. Genesis 35:28. Now the days of Isaac were 180 years. And Isaac's spirit departed. He died and was gathered to his people, being an old man, satisfied and satiated with days. His son Esau and Jacob buried him. Okay, Genesis 47, 28. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So Jacob reached the age of 147 years. And he complained that he didn't attain near to the years of his fathers. I'm thinking, he's got most people in this time beat for sure. Okay, 49, 33. When Jacob had finished commanding his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people. So it tells me this wasn't an abrupt thing. This was a planned, timed thing. Okay, Exodus 15. Verse 26. Saying, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do what is right in his sight and will listen to and obey his commandments and keep all his statutes, I permit none of the diseases upon you which I permitted or brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Egypt represents the world system. Okay, 23. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness from your midst. None shall lose her young by miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. All right, next one is Deuteronomy 4. Know, recognize, and understand, therefore, this day, and turn your mind and heart to the Lord, that the Lord is God in heaven and above and upon the earth beneath. There is no other. Therefore, you should keep his statutes and his commandments, which command you this day, that it may go well with you and your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord your God gives you forever. Paying attention to God's word is like a fountain of youth. Deuteronomy 6, 1 and 2. Now this is the instruction, the laws, and the precepts which the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land to which you go to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son and your son's son, and keep all his commandments and all his statutes and his commandments which command you all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. People are always seeking the fountain of youth through natural means, but this is the real way to receive it. Verse 24 of 6, and the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is today. All right, Deuteronomy chapter 11. Verse 18. Therefore, you shall lay up these my words in your hearts and in your being, and bind them for a sign upon your hands and as a forehead bands between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall write them upon the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, as long as the heavens are above the earth. And we wonder why we have problems with our children. Nobody's at home. The iPad is their teacher. Yeah, not God's word. All right, Deuteronomy 12:28. Be watchful and obey all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and with your children after you forever, when you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 30. Deuteronomy 19:20. I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you. I've set before you life and death, the blessings and the curses. Therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live, and may love the Lord your God, obey his voice, and cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, not what exercise program you have, not what kind of food you eat, not whatever. For he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. Our former pastors, they came out of the Catholic Church, and she was born again, spirit-filled in a Catholic church. And she had a friend that she was a vegetarian, and she exercised, and she did everything perfectly. And she died with cancer. And our friend, she got so afraid, she was in a meeting, and this woman was ministering, and she had a word of knowledge about someone that was so scared to death that they had taken out terminal insurance. And she said it was her. And so she, you know, canceled the policy. But, yeah, it's not the outward. Okay, Deuteronomy 34. Verse 7, Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. Now, I'm going to speak this because I believe this. In the days ahead, we're going to start seeing people live well past the expected. People that get a hold of this, the Word of God. I plan to be one of them. And as we progress, you'll see what the Lord said. Okay, Joshua 14. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while the Israelites wandered in the wilderness. And now behold, I am this day 85 years old, yet I'm as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me. Being 40, feeling and acting like 45 at 85, yeah, bring it on. Yet I'm as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so is my strength now for war to go out and to come in. Now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke that day. For you heard that then how the Anakim were there, talking about the giants, and that the cities were great and fortified. If the Lord will be with me, I shall drive them out just as the Lord said. So get a picture of that. Are we still serving the same faith God from Genesis? He's still doing the same things. Nothing's changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He just needs some people to believe him. Okay, Nehemiah. Where are you, Nehemiah? There you are. 8:10. Then Ezra told them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Be not grieved and depressed, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold. Part of longevity is, I believe, is being carefree. Care is a snare. Okay, Job 5:26. You shall come to your grave in ripe old age, and as a shock of grain goes up in its season. All right, Job 42. Do you think the Lord wants us to live long and strong? Verse 16 and 17 of 42. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even to four generations. So Job died an old man and full of days. Psalms 42:11. The word of God is full of God's fountain of youth. Why are you cast down, O my inner self, and why should you moan over me and be disquieted within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the rock and firm strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalms 91. Verse 14. Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name. I'm so glad. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. 92:12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap. In other words, you won't be all wrinkled and dried up. Full of sap and verdure. To show that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises, he is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. A good scripture would be the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6. Your kingdom come, your will be done in my body, in heaven, in my body as it is in heaven. They're perpetually young in heaven. There's no old age in heaven. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies my mouth with good, so my youth renewed is like the eagles. 105:37. I read this like he's talking to me. He brought me forth with silver and gold, and I'm not feeble. Say that. He brought me forth with silver and gold, and I'm not feeble. 118. I shall not die but live, and shall declare the works and recount the illustrious acts of the Lord. Proverbs 3. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and tranquility, these shall they add to you. 13. Happy is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom and the man who gets understanding. For the gaining of it is better than the gaining of silver and the profit of it better than fine gold. Skillful and godly wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you can wish for is to be compared to her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Wonderful. Proverbs 4:10. Hear, O my son, receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. I've taught you in the way of skillful and godly wisdom. I have led you in paths of uprightness. When you walk, your steps shall not be hampered, and when you run, you shall not stumble. Okay, 20. My son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for the life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. See, life comes from in here, not out here, in here. 10:27. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord prolongs one's days. 12:18. See, we got to believe this. Mm-hmm. Believe the right narrative today. There are those who speak rashly like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. 28, life is in the way of righteousness, and its pathway there is no death but immortality. I'm thinking, bring it on, immortality. That spirit, it dwells in us, immortal. Immortality dwells inside of us. He'll quicken our mortal body. All right, 14:27, is that right? Am I missing one? No. Right here, 13, I didn't have this one down, but this is good. It says, Proverbs 13:3, he who guards his mouth keeps his life. It's a treasure trove. We ought to have a medicine cabinet. We'll open it up, there's our Bible. Where you stack all your creams and all your goop, put a Bible. Fountain of youth. 14:27. Reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may avoid the snares of death. 30. This is a biggie here, y'all. A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. But envy, jealousy and wrath are like rottenness of the bones. Means we got to be carefree if we're going to partake the kingdom longevity. Youth renewal. 15:4. A gentle tongue is a tree of life. 17:22. Just watering us today. A merry heart is good medicine and a cheerful mind works healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. That's what worry will do for you. Dry up your bones. 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. 19:23. The reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it rests satisfied. He cannot be visited with evil. I like that. Cannot. 22:4. The reward of humility and the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Be not wicked over much or willfully, neither be foolish. Why should you die before your time? Well, I thought it was what you ate. I thought it was, you know, because he didn't exercise. That's what the world says, but not God. Isaiah 40. Oh, they're going to love me, aren't they? They're going to go out there going, tilt, tilt. Isaiah 40:28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint or grow weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint and weary, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift up their wings and mount up as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. They don't get weary in the kingdom. 46:4. Even to your old age, I am He. Even to hair white with age will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Yes, I will carry and will save you. He cares about you in every stage of life. That's comforting. 53:4. Surely He has borne my griefs and carried my sorrows and pains. Yet we considered Him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God. But He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my guilt and iniquities. The chastisement, peace, and well-being for me was upon Him, and with the stripes He wounded Him, I am healed and made whole. Like I told you, I speak these like He's speaking to me. Okay, Matthew 8, 16. When evening came, they brought to Him many who were under the power of demons, and He drove out the spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick. And thus He fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He Himself took our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases. Okay, 12:15. And many people joined and accompanied Him, and He cured all of them. They didn't leave anybody out. Mark 11, 22. Jesus replied and said to them, have faith in God. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that it is granted to you, and you will. You know, we have to believe this stuff. We can't just read it. We've got to believe it for it to work. Luke 6. Verse 17. And Jesus came down with them and took a stand on a level spot with a great crowd of his disciples and a vast throng of people from all over Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to listen to him and to be cured of their diseases. Even those who were disturbed and troubled with unclean spirits, and they were being healed, and all the multitude were seeking to touch him, for healing power was all the while going forth from him and curing them all. That's what he wants us to be doing. 9:11. When the crowds learned of it, they followed him, and he welcomed them and talked to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had needed restoration to health. He preached the gospel of the kingdom to them. Okay, John 5:24. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, the person whose ears are open to my words and believes and trusts in and clings to and relies on him who sent me has eternal life. And he does not come into judgment, but he has already passed over out of death into life. Oh, it's a good one. Acts 10:38. How God anointed and consecrated Jesus of Nazareth with the Spirit, with strength and ability and power. How he went about doing good and in particular carrying all who were harassed and oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Romans 5:17. For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Okay, 8:2. These are two of my favorite scriptures right here. Romans 8:2 and 11. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed me from the law of sin and death. Verse 11, and if the Spirit of Him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal body through His Spirit who dwells in you. 1 Corinthians 15. After that comes the end, when He delivers over the kingdom of God the Father, after rendering inoperative and abolishing every other rule and every authority and power, for Christ must be king and reign until He has put all His enemies under His feet. The last enemy to be subdued and abolished is death. Galatians 3:13. Christ purchased our freedom from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. To the end that through Christ Jesus, the blessing to Abraham might come upon me, so that I through faith might receive the promise of the Spirit. Ephesians 6. We're nearly done here on these scriptures. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is just and right. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. 2 Timothy 1:10. Talk about full disclosure. It's in the scriptures here. It says, It is that purpose and grace which He now has made known and has fully disclosed and made real to us through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who annulled death and made it of no effect and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 1 Peter 3:10. For let him who wants to enjoy life and see good days keep his tongue free from evil and his lips from guile. And I don't believe he means saying a wrong word or a cuss word or something, which we shouldn't do that. But he's saying here, if we'll stay with covenant talk, we won't be speaking guile. We'll be in agreement with God. 1 John 5:12. He who possesses the Son has that life. He who does not possess the Son of God does not have that life. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Revelation 22. Be the last ones. 14. Blessed are those who cleanse their garments, that they may have the authority and right to the tree of life and to enter through the gates into the city. Verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who is listening say, come. And let anyone come who is thirsty. And whoever desires to do it, let him come, take appropriate and drink the water of life without cost. So life is in Christ Jesus. Thank you. Get a drink here. So we need to be reading those every day. Now, a statement I want to make to you. Make up your mind that if the Lord tarries, that you will die right. Okay? All right, I want to read something in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. verse 1. To everything there is a season, and a time for every matter or purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What profit remains for the worker for his toil? I've seen the painful labor and exertion, miserable business, which God has given to the sons of men with which to exercise and busy themselves. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He also has planted eternity in the hearts and minds. Yet, so that man cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. What is my point in all of this? Well, right here, the Lord began to speak to me. He said, guard your heart from anything to the contrary. Dying is like being born. When you die, you just leave. When you die, you just leave. Deuteronomy 34:7, Moses, being 120 years old, his eye wasn't dim. His natural forces were not disrupted. He just left. Here we go back to the fountain of youth. We read Isaiah 40 about he renews our youth as the eagles. Sell it today, says the Lord. No early checkouts. Paul. All right, Paul went through this type of thing. This is Philippians 1, 23. He said, but I am hard pressed between the two. My yearning desire is to depart, to be free of this world, to set forth and be with Christ. That is far, far better. But to remain in my body is more needful and essential for your sake. Since I am convinced of this, I know that I shall remain and stay by you all to promote your progress and joy in believing. He wanted to go, but the Lord said, not time. People die early because they get out of God's will into their own will. Timing is part of God's will. Yes, hear the plan, but wait for the plan. Hear the command, but wait for the plan. Hear it, but wait for God's time in things. This is for all of life. Don't let the enemy force you out. What gives you authority in the earth is your physical body. The renegade spirit is here unlawfully, and the only way he can operate is through men in their bodies. They yield to his wickedness. You must stand your ground. Yes, post a no trespassing sign, if you will, and keep him under your feet. That means under your authority. He has no authority. You do. It is important to me and to the cause that you rule here. You are my body here to do Father's will. Don't allow the evil one to trick you because he is a liar and he seeks to deceive you into thinking otherwise. Don't keep entertaining thoughts of dying before the proper time. See and think yourself well and whole. Think young and stop thinking old. Take everything a day at a time and a step at a time. Far off thinking can be detrimental. This opens the door for care to come tumbling in. Matthew 6:34. Let's look at that right quick. So do not worry or have anxiety about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. Think at least 100 years. You have many viable, productive years ahead. Think the kingdom way, not the world's way. The Lord said, don't think any short of 100. Joshua 15. Probably read this a while ago, but we'll read it again. Cannot hurt. Okay, where are you? There you are. Joshua 15:6. And the boundary went up to Beth Hogla and passed along north of Beth Araba and went up to Stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. And the boundary went up to Debir from the valley of Achor and so northward, turning toward Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent to Adummim on the south side of the valley. And it passed on to the waters of En-Shemesh and ended at En-Rogel. And I don't know if I'm reading the right thing. Hold on. I might have written it down wrong. I probably should have put 14, not 15. And it's talking about what we read earlier about the Lord had kept Caleb alive when, from the age of 45 till he was 85. And he was as strong at 85 as he was at 45. And he went in and took the hill with the giants on it. Okay, Psalms 92. We also read earlier. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. They shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and verdure. To show that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises, he is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. He wasn't retiring, he was refiring. Caleb. Yes, step at a time without borrowing trouble, taking no care for your life. Thinking out here, getting off into that stupidness. And that's what it is, it's stupidness. Learn to discipline your thought life. Shut the door on anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God by immediately countering it. 2 Corinthians 10 through 5. This is your biggest problem. Immediately counter. You lead, not the thought. It is bait like a fish on a hook and it leads to defeat and darkness. Yes, a day at a time, a step at a time. Keep it a moment and you will never be defeated. See, the devil tries to hook you into thinking it's going to always be this way. This light and momentary affliction, Paul said. We have a job to do. Let us focus on that and refuse to think any other way. The kingdom way. We're ambassadors. If I tarry, die right. So few die right. There's a special prize for those who do. Now I want to read that. Let me paint a picture for you. Say we're planning a big bash for somebody and they show up early. Doesn't it kind of ruin everything? Well, we'll put you over here in this little, on this cot till we can get your accommodations ready. 2 Timothy 4, this is the way the Lord put it to me. People always say at funerals, oh, the Lord called them home. He said, I didn't call them. I received them. They might have had to stay in the broom closet till we got their mansion completed, but he's got a time. God is precise in everything he does, our birth and our death. And there's grace in both. 2 Timothy 4:16. At my first trial, no one acted in my defense or took my part or even stood with me, but all forsook me, may it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was delivered out of the jaws of the lion. I don't know why I put that. Oh, and the Lord will certainly deliver and draw me to himself from every assault of evil. He will preserve and bring me safe unto his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. He says when, not you. Certainly not the devil. Just as men rejoiced at your birth on this side, they will rejoice at your homegoing on the other side. This is for those who do it my way. Few do. Which master will you serve? Casting care is a key. Men say at funerals, oh, the Lord called him home. No, I didn't. for the most part. Satan cheated them out of their body through their thoughts, and they had nowhere to go, so I received them, but I was not ready for them. Birth is a big deal in the earth. Spiritual birth is a big deal in heaven. There's a scripture, Luke 15, talks about there's a rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repents. Why? They start a building program. The spiritual birth starts a lavish home-going party, planning extravaganza for that one. Jesse's heavenly account talks about, what does it talk about? There was something about that, but anyway, it'll come back to me. Showing up early to the party puts a damper on everything. Romans 5:17, we're to reign here. Not there. We'll reign there. Oh, I know what it was. Something he observed. People that followed God and used their faith and did it the way the Lord wanted them to do, as soon as they came on the scene, they could just go right to the throne room. But there were other people that didn't take the time to learn it on earth. They might be born again, but they didn't. He said they had to wait. They had to go out under the trees of the healing of the nations, and they had to partake of the fruit, and they'd partake of it, and they'd start walking towards the throne. They could see the throne, but then they'd get weary, and they'd have to go back and feed under the trees. They had to learn some things. If you're reigning now, you're going to reign there. If you're not reigning now here, you won't reign there, not for a while. If you didn't learn it here, you're not going to learn it there. You are going to learn it there. You're going to have to learn it there to be part of the kingdom. This isn't just a spectator sport. Born by faith and die by faith, obedience is required. Let me oversee it all. I'm the author and the finisher. Cast your care. Do the step I've given you. By the way, it's just one big celebration after another up here. They're having a bash probably nonstop. Somebody's coming home. I remember somebody saying after Brother Hagin died, there was this huge mass of people waiting for him. Why? It's this bash. When he did it right, the ones, you know, that walk, they're observing. They're watching us run our race. And there is a prize for those who do. When your time comes, it will be just like those of old. Not wrong and abrupt, but full of grace and strength. You call them all in. Well, I'm leaving today. Do this, do that. Pass this, pass that. See you later. Out of here. Get busy. Many, many productive years ahead. Run your race. Focus on my grace, my provision, and my vision. Okay, 1 Corinthians. This will be all. 1 Corinthians 9. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but one receives the prize? So run that you may lay hold and make it yours. Now every athlete who goes into training conducts himself temperately and restricts himself in all things. They do it to win a wreath that will soon wither, but we that cannot wither. Therefore I do not run uncertainly. I do not box like one beating the air and striking without an adversary, but I buffet my body and subdue it for fear that after proclaiming to others the gospel and things pertaining to I myself should become unfit. So we don't want to be a castaway here. We don't want to be unfit. We want to finish our race and finish our course, and we'll do it the right way. It's just as important. Part of dying is part of your walk of faith. It says Jesus went to the cross by faith. He did. 1 Timothy 6. He had a good confession before Pontius Pilate. He could have bailed out, but he didn't. So he did it by faith. So your birth and your walk and your death, it's all by faith. And it's by divine design. So no more of this thinking about checking out of here. The Lord has a lot for us to do. We need to. That's kind of selfish. We need to, it's kind of like suicide, actually. Because people, they get into that and they talk themselves and they talk things and they say things and they let the devil flat steal their body from them. And we just can't let him do it. We've got a lot of work to do. We've got to be strong. Okay.